Iraqi refugees are the focus of Christian outreach. Refurbished electronics are helping Christian education around the world. And a team from the U.S. is bringing sight to the blind. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The United Nations estimates that roughly 2,000 Christians a day are being displaced by violence in Iraq. Open Doors USA is working closely with local partners to bring in survival supplies for those who have fled to the north. In doing so, they're helping preserve a remnant church and Christian identity.
To be completely dislocated is so horrible for them. They've lost their jobs, they've lost their homes, and they've even lost their church. So we're actually working to bring Christian communities together in small groups, local churches of these refugees where people can find others that have fled as well.
However, seeking refuge in the north hasn't turned out very well either.
The influx has created a social dynamic that is creating more violence against Christians. So we don't have a lot of optimism in the short term for the situation there. And we're just praying that God would intervene in these violent areas so the violence would decrease. And even that not only physical relief would be provided for these, but a spiritual relief.
Meanwhile, Voice of the Martyrs Canada reports a man was arrested from his Christian bookstore near Beijing November 28th. The latest reports indicate the others arrested at the same time were released, but not the owner of the store. He hasn't seen his family and hasn't been allowed to see his attorney. His diabetes is of great concern since he has no access to medicine. Pray for the man's family who have gone into hiding. Pray, too, that he'll stand firm in his faith. You're listening to Mission Network News. CompRenew Environmental, a division of Worldwide Christian Schools, is doing its part to protect the environment and children's education. CompRenew refurbishes and sells electronics, then donates 100% of the profit to fund technology and education around the world. Their CompRenew Academy offers training programs for inner-city students to learn responsible behavior and teamwork. Pray that their work grows God's kingdom. Next, Book of Hope International has been working in Mexico since 2000. Book of Hope, their illustrated Harmony of the Gospel for Kids, has been handed out to about 1 million kids a year. However, something happened this year, says Book of Hope's Richard Luna.
The Lord just decided that it was harvest time through various networks, working with over 10,000 churches, working with different NGOs. The Lord's allowed us to go from 1 million to 10 million this year. So that's like a thousandfold increase.
One of the partnerships is with Samaritan's Purse Christmas Outreach called Operation Christmas Child. Luna says
they reach out to about 600,000 children every year in the different states. But also, for the first time, we're going to target 500,000 children with the Book of Hope visual version, which is the God Man.
Funding is needed to handle the increase. Go to our website. And a team from Gain USA recently worked with a partner ministry in Northern Africa to literally bring sight to students there. Tim Burns says,
and they were able to assemble on site over 480 pairs of glasses for these kids and diagnose 70 eye diseases that were going by uncaught, untreated, and were able to refer those to local doctors and really had an impact in the lives of these kids.
This initial outreach helps them establish an ongoing ministry there that will bring spiritual growth.
In this area where we don't really have the opportunity to share openly about the gospel, they knew that these were Christians who were working with them, and it was a great demonstration of just the physical representation of Christ to these people as they saw the love of Christ in action primarily.
Burns is asking Christians to pray that the children will remember the contact they had with the mission team. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You have clean, safe drinking water, but 1 billion people around the world don't. This Christmas, International Aid wants to give you a water bottle gift bag. It's a great reminder of the physical need for clean water linked with the spiritual need for living water. Get your free water bottle gift bag at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.